Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, I was looking at my bank statement, and there's purchases from this phone number on my bank statement, and I don't know why.
Can I start off by getting your zip code?
16141.
Okay, and for security purposes, what is your name?
Sherry.
Okay, and I do have a account for you. For security purposes, let me get you to verify your address, please.
Well, I don't know what this is for. I'm not going to give you all my information again. I don't know what's going on. What is this for?
Okay, well, ma'am, I do have a account for you. In order for me to speak on this account, you will have to verify your information, your address. And if you can't verify your address, ma'am, I cannot assist you.
112 White Church Road, New Galley, PA.
And thank you for that information. It looks like on April the 4th, 2021, you did the entry ticket for that tablet around 11:19 a.m. that morning.
A tablet?
Yes, ma'am. You did an entry ticket for a tablet.
But I don't have a tablet.
Okay. Well, you did the entry ticket for the tablet. You don't remember purchasing that? Maybe you paid $2 or $3 for the entry ticket?
I don't know what's going on. Was it like a Walmart survey or something?
Yes, ma'am.
And I was supposed to get a tablet?
Yes, ma'am. It was an entry ticket.
What's the entry ticket mean?
For a tablet, like you was going into the drawing to receive it.
Well, I didn't get none. I didn't get anything.
Okay. Okay, well, that was just a entry ticket. It looks like you paid the total of $7.95. Do you remember that, ma'am?
No, I don't remember that. I didn't know I was doing a survey and had to pay for a survey. And then there's something here charged $88.80. And then something else, $38.70.
Okay, well, ma'am. Only charges I see on here is the $7.95 you paid when you first started the account and the $56.95.
I don't have an account. Why would I have an account? I got my own account.
Okay. So, ma'am, you don't
remember
the
check. Please take that off the bill, off my checking account.
Okay. So you don't remember the charge of $7.
Disregard my credit card number. Because this better not happen again.
Okay, ma'am, you don't remember the charge of $7.95?
No, I don't. If I'm taking a survey, you don't pay for a survey.
Okay, ma'am. Are you going to let me speak?
Yes.
Is anyone in your household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
No.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this account canceled, and I will have to transfer you over to our fraud department. So that they can begin an investigation to see who used your card without your authorization.
Okay.
Before I proceed, you stated you don't recall the charge of $7.95. You also stated that you don't recall anything with a tablet, correct?
No, I don't recall anything.
Okay. So I have to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge.
Okay.
And you don't recall that charge. So with that being said, ma'am, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to our fraud department so that they can begin an investigation. Can you hold for me, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Get real seriously, and they don't even get back on the phone.
Okay, ma'am. I'm waiting on a supervisor to pick up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I'm transferring you right now. Please don't hang up the line. A supervisor is going to pick up. I'm sorry. Someone from the fire department will pick up and speak with you, okay?
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer support. Hold on the line.